Let's talk a little bit about cancer of unknown primary.
If you take a look at the carcinoma of unknown primary, you know that that's essentially, for the most part, by definition, it's an incurable disease. And you really want to rule out five diseases, what is potentially curable. And those five are breast, ovary can live a long time, prostate, thyroid, and germ cell tumors. All the others, whether it be lung, colon, you can design a regimen, it's still a bad situation. So, for example, if you had an axillary mass, and even though the mammogram is negative and that's the only thing, you might err on the side and treat that as a breast cancer patient. If you had a midline tumor in a young person, you might err on the side and treat that as a germ cell tumor. And Dr. Greco from the Sarah Cannon Cancer Institute has shown some elegant studies of the midline tumors treated as germ cell tumors with high response rates and better survival rates. And I think where we're getting better now is a whole host of immunohistochemical stains to really try to delineate where the possibility is the tumor is from and then make an educated guess, if you will, on how to treat the patient. The problem is, as a physician, if the patient has a metastatic disease, you try to pigeonhole that and say common things are common. Patient has, say, bone, pleura, adrenal gland, liver, and it's a male smoker, you'd say that's lung. The problem is in an adeno of unknown primary, it behaves differently. It may not be true. The other thing is the patient thinks if the doctor knows where the primary is coming from, he's going to be able to do better or she's going to be able to do better in treating. That's a fallacy as well, as long as you rule out the five I mentioned previously.